What'd you eat?
That's what Mr. Adam asked me. What do I eat?
You ate that this. You ate biscuits, didn't you? You were full.
I wouldn't eat. They cooked that cornbread. I wouldn't fool with it. Tell them I didn't want it. And yet today, she gave me. I'm going to eat a little bit more. I'll eat a bean. I'll have a soup or something other. And she asked me, do I want a little piece of cornbread? Yeah, I'll try it. So I was good. Yeah, later this year, I'm going to eat more than I ever did. Yeah, I was about spoiled on it. They say I was.
What sort of things would bring the people together when you were coming up around the community?
Would it bring them together?
Mm-hmm. What would y'all get together for?
Oh, they would get together, the old people would get together, just like a family. Some of them been off for a long while. They'd stray off and something or other. They'd get together on that. And 4th of July and things, get together, have fun, eating and drinking, you know, and something like that. Some sort of church rallies they give in.
Would you play music, Ellis?
Yeah, they had music. I tell you, my daddy and my granddad and them had a band.
Yeah.
They played music.
Did people get out around the floor?
Yeah, dance. They had a dance. I didn't know them. They come out. Calling figures or something. They would call it left to the right. The right.
Square then?
Yeah. They'd do all sorts of that.
Would you ever have one at somebody's house?
Yeah, they'd be at their house. They'd be at their house.
A real shindig.
Shindig, sure. They had a band. There's another man have that sister that, like that. He'd give sister that about 2 or 3 weeks. Two or three weeks for the colored people, Mr. T.J. here and that, nearby up the mound, there was a place out there called Blue Front Store. Mr. T.J. here, and he'd do that in the back of his store. He had a fella play the fiddle, you know, the violin. And he could play that thing. He paid Walter Crouch to play it. And they'd just gang up, and he'd go buy up a gang of that bootleg whiskey and give them, you know. And man, they'd have a time. But he had a big store from the front. I reckon that would draw the crowd. Make them trade or something. They liked it. After the end of that next week and all that, you know, well, when it was all over, they trade and this, that, and other. And that'd bring a bunch of them together.
A girl would spend a lot of time getting ready to go to that thing. She'd spend a lot of time
dressing, fixing up with them big, long dresses on. Plenty of them, look like.
People would walk 10 miles to go to those things, wouldn't they?
Yes, sir, would they? They come all the way from Mound down to Blue Front Store, I believe it's about 7 miles. Yeah, they walk a long way.
What would a woman put her coins in?
Her coins? She had a... Mama had a kind of a... Hey, that thing would have put up. It's a purse like. But it had a drawstring like to it. You put it on a wrist arm like. It more looked like a little sack like. But it had some sort of little working in it.
Would you ever wear any kind of ornaments around her?
Or? Yeah, had it, yeah. Beads and around here.
She'd wear a what?
Around her arm. That was a bracelet, I call it. Because I stole the bracelet and cut it up. Trying to make a ring. Them things was gold in them days. Gold and cosmos. Yeah, Mama had 2 or 3 big bracelets. And it is a bead. He loved them beads.
Around her neck, she'd wear a pair of beads?
Pair of beads. Pearl beads.
Good, John. What did pearls grow in?
I don't know.
What would you wear to hold your trousers up?
Fenders.